We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Middlecoff, former NFL scout. John, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Love me some Middlecoff. Love me some Middlecoff. What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Doing good. What are we pimping today on Periscope?
You know, that's a hell of a question. Probably get ready for this game. I've been hard on Gruden, so I might have to eat a little crow today.
I can't wait.
They've been kicking butt and taking names the last 2 weeks.
Well, how about your boy Gruden out in Oakland?
I'm
sorry. Yeah. They fired the one Gruden. Well, excuse me.
Well, he said he's been hard on Gruden. He's got to take. He wouldn't have to apologize to this Gruden.
Fair enough. Hey, real quick, the Raiders legit or no?
You know. You have to probably lean yes, because find me a team in the NFL that's had two better back-to-back road wins. They beat Indy, which we saw last night. Indy's pretty good. You know, are they as good as the Chiefs if they play 10 times? No, but they're probably a playoff team. And the Bears are the Bears have one of the best defenses we've seen in recent memory, and the Raiders ran it right down their throat. I mean, they were tossing Roquan and Khalil Mack. You'd say two of the better defenders in the NFL around. So their style is basically just run the ball, control the clock, kind of old school. So, yeah, I'd have to lean that they're definitely not bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we found out.
I hope they're not legit, John. I think they deserve credit. Because I've been crushing Gruden on this show, too, and I think he's going to be a failure in Oakland. But you're right. They've had two impressive wins in back-to-back weeks. We'll see as it goes forward. You know, we were talking before about how this division looks at the moment like it's the Browns' division to win, which is something we've never said on this station before now. You know, the Ravens got off to the good start, but it was against Arizona and Miami. They have not looked like the same team in the three games since, even though they did beat Pittsburgh. Do you think the Browns are the best team in the AFC North?
Well, I'm going to the game tonight. I'm interested to watch them live.
Yeah.
It can't be disputed that their talent is immense. I mean, their talent is – I mean, they got multiple just high-end players. And I'm not even counting the quarterback, which we've seen, you know, have his moments. The big question is the coach.
Yep.
You know, anytime you have a first-year coach, and he's also – and this is kind of, you know, all around the league now, the offensive guys are the play callers. If I'm hiring you as an offensive coach, you're going to call the plays, unless you're Jason Garrett and you're just on scholarship. But Freddie Kitchens, like, tonight is a good example. I think – we'd all acknowledge that Kyle – the one thing with Kyle, even the last 2 years when the games – Jimmy got hurt last year, then the year before, he does things every game where you're just like, whoa. You know, he does these crazy plays because he's offensively pretty talented. So he's a really good offensive coordinator. And he's also the head coach, obviously. But if you watch the 49ers, they do wow things every game. And that's – tonight is kind of a big moment for Freddie. Like, does he have that in his bag? Now, the 49ers have had 2 weeks because they're coming off a bye. They're the first team I've ever seen get a bye, like, in August. I mean, I thought these byes started, mid-October,
yeah.
But it is what it is. So it's the Browns coming on the road, biggest game for the stadium's, what, 4.5 years old? This is the biggest game the stadium's ever had, you know?
Wow.
Now, granted, it's part of it's Monday Night Football, but I think we think this team's good, and then the Browns are, you know, one of the more polarizing teams in the NFL, and it's, you know, the Niners, as long as you go 3-1, you know this, Dustin, in every quarter of the season, you'll go 12-4. So the Niners are already kind of playing with house money. But I do think there's some pressure on them coming off the bye and being this is a home game. Like, you got to win that.
Is the line 5.5 a little too high?
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. To me, the line should be right around 3.
Agreed.
Maybe
which
3.5.
Was, yeah.
I think the Browns are getting like a free 2 points because the Niners – They're not the Patriots here. They're not the Chiefs. They haven't been winning. So just because they've won a couple games in a row doesn't mean you should get treated like this juggernaut. Now, they may end up being a 12-win team, but right now, we don't know that. From a betting standpoint, I'm probably not going to touch this game, but if I was, I'd take the Browns and the points for sure.
John, you look at the Niners going with a rookie at left tackle and Myles Garrett opposite him. I know, you know, so far the Niners have only allowed 2 sacks in the first 3 games. How good is that O-line even without Staley right now?
Yeah, I mean, he took advantage of Bud Dupree last week. I'm a little shocked. You know, a lot of teams they'll just put their best pass rusher over whoever your crappiest offensive line was. Yeah. I would have put T.J. Watt over there every snap. Now, I think with you guys, he just lines up over there naturally, so he's just going to be the spot. I think that's a big question mark. The thing that the 49ers have in their back pocket is they have the best blocking tight end in the NFL. Kittle's just a monster. So if they have to, they can just leave him over there to help, which I would imagine they will. Mm-hmm. The problem then for the 49ers is he's also their best. He's like their Gronk. Yeah. So if you just leave him to block, which they might need to, then you're losing a receiver. And they don't. John Taylor and Jerry Rice ain't walking through the door on this team. So to me, that's kind of the chess tonight. How does – he got away with it in Pittsburgh. He didn't have to do it every play. But I think tonight, this guy's clearly pretty special. You know, he's kind of this new – the next Khalil Mack. You're going to have to help this. This isn't like a second-round rookie tackle. This is a sixth-round rookie offensive lineman that until their swing guy shattered his knee in the preseason was like a fringe to make the team. And we know how fast things change in the NFL with injuries. So it's not just Staley got hurt. It's their backup got hurt. So this guy's actually a backup, you know. So it's a big question mark tonight for sure.
We're talking with John Milikoff, former scout, host of 3 and Out podcast. You mentioned Kittle there and the fact that, you know, first three games he hasn't put up the big numbers that we saw last year. You talk about they're using him more to block. And when he is not blocking, when he's going, you know, defensively for the Brown, what would you do to defend him? We were talking about before maybe they'd use their safety, Demaryius Randall. What would your game plan be defensively when he's out on a play?
Yeah, I think it's hard with guys like him. And I think Gronk, when he was much younger, was like this. You see it now with Kelce. Like when I used to go to practice in training camp, his movement, he moves like a wide receiver. He's so athletic. I mean, he's a freak. So it's hard to double those guys because usually that's not a corner. It's usually with a safety and a linebacker, which he's just going to move better than. I think you just have to hope to play good defense and just keep an eye on him. Now, with the Niners, you don't have to focus as much on their wide receivers, but that's kind of where Kyle comes in because he's this scheme genius. He's scheming guys open. That's why when you get him with top players like with Julio or Kittle like last year, it's a wrap. But the problem for the Niners right now is they really just have Kittle. And they have other guys that might end up being good, like Debo Samuel they drafted in the second round. Pettis had the game-winning touchdown against the Steelers, but Kyle's been down on him up until that point. I think that's just – you kind of got to pick your poison. And right now it's like the NBA. Like, we're not going to let Steph beat you, let the other guy beat you. Like, don't let Kittle beat you. Just, you know, keep guys corralled on him, mug him at the line of scrimmage. That was always a big thing. When I worked in the league, like Lewis Riddick, who's now with ESPN, used to harp on that all the time. And I'm sure, Dustin, you've heard coaches talk about this for a million years. Like, don't let a guy have a free release. Mm-hmm. The tight ends, these athletic tight ends, you got to jam them at the line. And so many defenses now just let these Kelces and Kittles get humming, and then they get going like they're built like a truck, but they move like a sports car. So it's just such a huge advantage for an offense. But just getting back to what we originally talked about, just how often is he going to be out running routes because they might have to leave him to block. It's fascinating. I got no clue.
John Milikoff is our guest. Of course, the 3 and Out podcast, among other things. Give him a follow on social media. John, the Niners are going to be without one of their starting corners tonight. Witherspoon's out. And I know there's an undrafted kid who's going to come in and start. How big of a loss is that?
Yeah, Witherspoon had been probably one like a comeback player of the year type. I mean, he had been, PFF have him graded near the top and whatever that means. I just know watching him, he'd been elite. Like he'd been dominant. I mean, they had basically two shutdown corners in Sherm and this guy. So in this matchup, if you remember like 4 or 5 years ago, the Giants played Sherman and the Seattle, like when they were humming and Beckham gave them the business, smaller, quicker guys give Richard problems. They did when he was younger. So Akillo is much more of a fluid athlete and can really run. Like he would have been ideal for Odell. Now, Richard was saying last week, you know, if you guys were able to see practice, you'd know how good this guy is. Granted, I mean, most players are going to say that about the guy that, you know, next man up mentality. But let's call it what it is. An undrafted free agent corner starting a game against Odell Beckham.
Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
That's pretty nuts. So I'd go advantage Odell Beckham. And it just gets back to, can they block long enough to hit some of those shots? Now, you could argue that, well, some of Odell's best plays come on like fans. You don't even need to.
Right.
Quick game, you know, just hit him on outs, hit him on slants, you know, and just what's he going to make this guy miss and take it to the house? That would be my game plan because this guy, I don't care how good the 49ers think he is. I've heard it a million times from a million different teams about guys we've never heard of, and then they, for the most part, get consistently smoked when they have to play a top guy. They're an undrafted free agent for a reason.
Right.
So that's pretty scary to me for, like, just fans at Levi's tonight. Everyone's going to be holding their breath every time that they throw over that way.
John, you mentioned, you know, if the Browns O-line can hold up. The O-line has been a question mark. They played a lot better against the Ravens last week at right guard. They're particularly, that's the biggest weakness, and neither tackle for the Browns is great. And, you know, a lot's been made of the seven first-rounders. How good is this Niner pass rush? Obviously, we haven't seen them play much, and it's only been three games. How good is it, and how dangerous is it for the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I was someone that was a little lukewarm on Bosa, not because I didn't think he was a good player. I just, with the number two overall pick, I like a Myles Garrett upside, a Khalil Mack upside. And this guy might actually have that. I might have been a little too harsh on him. He's been fantastic. He's been awesome. And Dustin, you know, you've seen the family firsthand forever. The guy's an ass kicker.
Big time.
You know, even these guys, about second padded practice in, and Joe Staley, right, he's been on some of the great Harbaugh teams. He's played the best players in the league for the last 12 years. He was saying some things, and he doesn't just throw around praise very easily. He's like, this guy's kicking my ass every day. And you were at practice, you were watching it, and he's been awesome. And then you add D Ford, Buckner's a really good player, Eric Armstead. Their defensive line is really, really good. But to me, what's changed for them is these two linebackers. They draft Fred Warner from BYU. He's really good. And then they sign Quan Alexander, this guy from Tampa Bay, who is coming off an ACL, and you wouldn't even know it watching him. That's why I think tonight, obviously, the Browns kind of got rolling again last week, running the ball. Well, it's a little harder to run it on the Niners, not just because they're defensive line, but they have two linebackers that, like, make every tackle. That's where I get back to the undrafted free agent on the outside. Can they block these guys long enough to take their shots? Because they're going to be there. And, you know, something's got to give. You know, can the 49ers pass rush? D Ford is just a great speed rusher. And with the 49ers, that's all he has to do, because they got all these defensive linemen that are taking up blocks, and they got Bosa on the other side. You have to just leave him in one-on-one, and he can just fly. I mean, he's built like a track athlete. So, you know what's cool, guys? And I'm sure you guys can relate. It's cool to, like, be able to break down games.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
the
yes.
Niners have been terrible for
teams
years.
That matter, yeah.
The Browns.
It's always
these
drama.
Even, you're just you're talking about what coach is going to get fired
yep,
and how
yep,
miserable.
Yep.
It's cool to kind of dive into, like we used to do with the Warriors and the Cavs. Who's going to cover this guy? Who's going to change this? Like, I haven't got to do this in a while with the 49ers. So that to me is just a breakthrough.
Yeah, John, last thing, we got to run, but who's going to win this football game tonight?
You know, I'm a homer. I'll lean Niners, but I that's where I get back to the 5.5. I think it's a coin flip game. You know, whoever, both DBs, you know, both defensive backfields are in some trouble right now. I'd say whoever hits some big plays in the passing game is going to win. And then, you know, whichever one of the defensive linemen, and there's some, you know, premium, highly paid guys, or guys that might not have been paid yet, but they're about to get paid, and Buckner and, you know, Myles Garrett, which one of those guys creates like a fumble six or just a big play? Cause that's probably inevitable tonight. Just a big play from a defensive lineman, and whatever side gets that, I'd say wins the game.
It's going to be a fun night, John. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Phil. See you.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.